from KQED.
California congressional representatives are joining students in the nation's capital today to try to stop a student loan interest rate hike. If Congress doesn't act by July 1st, rates on federally subsidized loans will double, adding thousands of dollars of more debt for the average student, and nearly half of California college students borrow money to go to school. Shella Bayer has the story.
To 20-year-old Brianna Mullen, almost nothing is scarier than being in debt.
I grew up in a household where we were often strapped for cash, and I saw that effect of struggling for money, and I saw that, you know, the fights that would incur, and since I was 10 years old.
Her sophomore year in high school, things got worse. During the recession, both her parents lost their jobs, right after they'd bought a house in the Bay Area suburb of Concord.
And then because of the housing bubble, we were forced to foreclose on that home. And so it was kind of the perfect storm of bad circumstances that hit.
Mullen says her family ended up on welfare. And the only way for her to go to college was to rely on federally subsidized loans with low interest rates. Now, Mullen is facing a doubling of those interest rates, halfway to her degree from UC Berkeley.
It's a helpless feeling, the fact that I've tried to control as many circumstances in my life as possible, my own financial stability, how I go to school, and then for have these external things happening that affect it. It's frustrating, and it makes me unsure of the future.
It makes no sense to let subsidized Stafford loan rates rise from 3.4 to 6.8%.
Lauren Asher is president of a nonprofit in Oakland that lobbies for student financial aid.
Interest rates in the economy are still very low, and students are facing a really tough time in the job market.
Asher runs the Institute for College Access and Success. She says in the past two decades, the number of students in debt nationwide has grown by almost 30%. High interest rates have made the problem worse.
Historically, interest rates for student loans have been set by Congress in somewhat arbitrary ways.
When Republicans wanted to reduce the deficit in 2006, rates went up. When Democrats took control of Congress the following year, they passed California Representative George Miller's bill that cut rates for 5 years. That bill has expired, and Asher says the neediest students will get hit hardest.
For someone who starts school next year and borrows the maximum for 4 years and then graduates, it would cost them $4,000 more than if interest rates were allowed to stay where they are today.
Financial aid officers like Rachel Feldman at UC Berkeley are scrambling to soften the blow.
We don't want students to be afraid. Education is one of the best ways to get out of a poor financial situation.
She says a big problem is that most students don't understand the effects of interest rates. The government only requires counseling for their first loans and after their last, nothing in between. So Feldman says departments like hers have started stepping up efforts to bridge the gap.
For students who are borrowing more than the average student at Berkeley, we're requiring them to come in and do some financial literacy and some estimations of what it's really going to cost to repay their loan. And we're working right now on developing a peer mentoring program in financial literacy and debt education for our students.
Student Brianna Mullen says if interest rates do double, it won't stop her from graduating, but it may force her to change career paths, from education policy to something she likes less that pays more, not to mention the pressures on the rest of her life.
Higher interest rates really means that I'm looking at longer-term payoff for my loans, and that means not buying a house, you know, not starting a family necessarily immediately.
Students have been in this situation before. Last year, interest rates were set to double, but it was an election year. Neither party wanted to alienate young voters, so Congress agreed on a one-year extension. This year, the two parties haven't been able to compromise on a permanent solution. That leaves students like Brianna Mullen hoping Congress can at least pass another short-term fix. For the California Report, I'm Sharla Bear.